proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Bratton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Are the events that are mentioned in the Bible really true? Do the characters of the scripture really exist? Many people have questioned the authenticity of the Bible. One reason I believe that some struggle with connecting with the Bible is that they have a distant understanding of the scriptures. They read names they cannot pronounce, places they don't know where they are, and customs they are not familiar with. However, there is a great tool available to students of the scriptures, that being archaeology. Bible archaeology frequently confirms the truth of scripture. Today I'd like to share with you such a story. Recently, Israeli archaeologists announced that they believe they have found evidence of the fall and destruction of the Philistine city of Gath. Most Bible students have heard of the Philistines, one of Israel's enemies. The most famous Philistine, of course, is the giant Goliath of Gath. The Philistines were sea peoples and are believed to have had their beginnings in the eastern Mediterranean. They eventually settled in what is today the southern coastal area of Israel and the Gaza Strip. Philistine life centered in five major cities mentioned in the Bible. These cities are Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and Gath. All these places have been identified and excavated, but the city of Gath remained a mystery. Today, the name of the southern Israeli city called Kiryat Gat bears homage to the ancient Gath, but the exact location has yet to be determined. However, archaeologists have recently completed a 25-year excavation at the site called Tel Asafi. Even though there is no archaeological evidence to the site being that of Gath specifically, the pieces of the puzzle seem to indicate that this site could very well be Gath, the hometown of Goliath. Led by Dr. Aaron Meyer of Bar-Ilan University, a team has uncovered evidence of a large-scale destruction across the entire tell. It is believed that this destruction is firmly connected to the military campaign of Hazael, the king of Syria. This event is mentioned in 2 Kings 12, verse 17. Here it says, "Then Hazael, the king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. And Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem." During the 2021 archaeology season, new evidence was brought to light that may explain the destruction of Gath. Here, a 30-foot-long breach was discovered in the city's massive fortification system. Dr. Meyer and his team believe that this gap reveals the very section of the city walls where the Syrians broke through. This occurred after a long siege by the Syrians. Dr. Meyer believes that this could be the earliest known on-the-ground evidence of a siege from the entire world. Although the Bible's mention of the destruction of Gath is brief, the archaeological evidence tells of a horrific and devastating battle. This includes burned buildings, human remains, and even a siege trench that is just over a mile long. Another important artifact that was found is a bone arrowhead. While the Philistines were an advanced society using various metals for weapons, the simplicity of a bone arrowhead could indicate that the people of Gath were desperate and used whatever resources they could to fight the Syrians. It is unclear why Hazael and the Syrians attacked the Philistine city. This empire was not as large as Assyria or Babylon, but perhaps Hazael wanted to expand his territory while gaining access to vital trade routes along the Mediterranean. Regardless, after the city of Gath fell, it never fully recovered, and this led to dramatic changes and adjustments in the region, both politically and geographically. After conquering the city of Gath, the Syrians headed to Jerusalem, but were paid off by King Joash, who thus escaped a similar fate as Gath. I believe that by studying these sites in Israel, we can take a glimpse into life, times, and society of the land and the people of the Bible. Archaeological finds, such as the one at Tel Asafi, should excite us as students of the Word of God. Again, Bible archaeology serves to regularly confirm the truth of the biblical account. The Bible is authentic, reliable, and historical. May we appreciate what we read. May we study the scriptures with fervor. Who knows what will be uncovered next in Israel? Until then, let's keep reading, trusting, and obeying God's Word. His Word never fails us. We can depend on that. I want to thank you for joining me today on this program. If you'd like to hear this again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.